8 o'clock hour on a Thursday here on Sean and RJ. Thank you for being a Tolo, y'all. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On, DFW Sports Station. I'm Sean Treif alongside Ralph James Choppy, and I think you could argue this has been the sports story of the entire week. We have it right here in the great state of Texas, and this guy was on the other end of Jim Schlossnagel and what we thought was a rude, unnecessary, bullying-type answer and approach after Texas A&M lost to RJ's Volunteers. And the reporter who was on the other side of it is Richard Zane from Tex Ags. And Richard is joining us now live on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, man. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, gentlemen. How are y'all?
What has your life been like the last 48 hours?
My life has been pretty normal. My Twitter mentions and Twitter notifications and stuff like that has not. Other than, you know, just asking a question that was part of my job as a reporter that covers Texas A&M athletics and college baseball, and the response that we got, everything's been pretty normal and business as usual.
Was it a tough, internal decision? We're all sitting there in those press conferences, or we're sitting here interviewing someone, and you're like, all right, should I do this? Is now the right time? How should I phrase it? Just from that standpoint, Richard, because a lot of journalists have given you credit, including us, for asking it basically the perfect way. What was it, a tough internal decision to even ask it in that moment after A&M lost?
So with respect to the moment itself, right, because Texas A&M is, you know, a couple runs away from winning its first national championship ever in the program's history. They ultimately lost 6-5 in game 3 the night before. The day before, they were 7 outs away. Tennessee obviously came back. And it was a really, really good series between two really, really good college baseball teams. And there's a lot of emotions that go into that for both players and coaches. So I've tried my best to be as respectful as possible to whatever emotions Coach Schlossnagel might be feeling, but at the same time had to understand that, you know, this is college baseball. There's no NFL-like postseason press conference where the media gets to debrief with the coaches.
Yeah.
If we had intel, and this is a story that our team at Tex Ags had been chasing for a few weeks at that point, they had intel that might have been and ultimately was the last chance we'd be speaking to Jim Schlossnagel as the head coach of Texas A&M baseball. So it was a pertinent question and an important question at the time because, you know, it wasn't just an answer that the Texas A&M fan base and our audience at Tex Ags wanted to hear. This was something that was being discussed by the national media that covers college baseball in Omaha since Texas had ultimately fired its head coach, David Pierce, of 8 years earlier in the day. So it was something that was on the minds of a lot of people. And I just wanted to be as respectful as possible because, you know, that's a tough loss for Coach Schlossnagel. I know how much he wanted to win that game and how much that team wanted to win that game and how much those players wanted to win that game. It's the first time he'd ever been to a championship series in his lengthy coaching career. 7 times. It was his 7th trip as a head coach to Omaha, and he was so close. So I knew there was some heartbreak. He probably had his, you know, heart ripped out of his chest with the loss, but it was also a question that needed to be answered.
Richard, when did you really know and believe that the Longhorn deal was done?
Know and believe, I'm not so sure. I personally thought that his answer Monday night was, you know, you could have taken it one of two ways, and I think a lot of people on social media did. If you were an Aggie and you were an optimist, you were saying that the quote where he says, I took the A&M job to never take another job, was definitive enough for you to think that he was staying at Texas A&M. But there's also the other end of that where he was speaking in past tense, and the pessimists of the group probably thought, oh, he might be gone. So you could have, you know, looked at that quote and taken it either way, and I wouldn't have faulted you. I thought that I didn't know until probably Tuesday morning for sure that he was going to be leaving College Station.
Okay, so you didn't, like, ask the question, like, absolutely knowing that he was already going.
Here was my mindset in asking that question, because, as I said, it was a story that our team at Tex Ags had been chasing for a few weeks, right? This wasn't just something we were jumping on because of internet rumors after Texas fired the head coach earlier in the day. it's not something that's going to be asked about while Texas still had a coach and that, you know, position wasn't open. But, you know, it was something that we felt, you know, he was either going to take that job or stay at Texas A&M. So that question and the way I framed it with respect to the motions and the outcome of the game, it was intended to be one of two things, either a softball where the head coach of Texas A&M knocks it out of the park and lets everybody know that he's staying in Aggieland for good, or the other end where he, you know, leaves the door open. And he could have, you know, given the answer of, I'd rather not speak about that right now. I'm focused on my team and the tough loss we would have taken. And that would have been a fine answer, in my opinion, but it also would have been the one that left the door open.
Richard Zane, Texags, joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Do you believe this deal was done weeks ago? Like, do you believe that, or do you think it just got done and finalized after the title game?
I don't believe it was something that was done just after the title game. I think this is something that had been in the works for a couple of weeks.
Do you believe the rumors that he was recruiting players to Texas on a burner phone? I don't know if you've seen this. A former player said that the other day.
I have seen those rumors. I don't know if I want to say whether or not I believe that or not. I'll wait for more reporting and more stuff to come out before I formulate a definitive opinion on that. That seems like it's currently just on social media, but who knows? There could be credence to that as well. We'll find out more as, you know, we move down the line and get further and further away from this thing.
So, why leave? That's the next one. Like, why is, you know, Texas is, it's a bigger, like, historic program, worse facilities, worse roster right now than A&M. A&M's got the better roster. They have the better facilities. Why would he choose to leave? Was there problems? Was there kind of tension with A&M, or was it just the chance to go coach Texas?
I mean, that's the question for Coach Schlossnagel himself, right? But as far as I see it, and of course, I cover Texas A&M on the daily basis, I don't see there being any problems over here. I know there are a lot of people that have wanted to jump on Texas A&M's new athletic director, Trev Alberts, but I don't think Trev Alberts deserves any of the blame for this. I think Trev Alberts had told Coach Schlossnagel he was on the same page with the baseball coach and wanting this program to be as big and as successful as Coach Schlossnagel did. And that you could see that in a May approval of an $80 million renovation to Bluebell Park, Olson Field at Bluebell Park, which I think is already houses one of the best atmospheres in all of college baseball and is only poised to get even better. So I don't think there were issues at Texas A&M. I think this is just ultimately a Coach Schlossnagel decision that he wanted to go coach the Texas Longhorns and perhaps work again with Chris Del Conte, who he had a prior and existing relationship with from their time in Fort Worth.
Do you know if he went back to A&M with the offer, the chance to match or beat it?
I have no idea. I do not know the answer to that question.
Richard Zane from Texags on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. And then, of course, the question that everyone wants to ask you now is how you react and how did you take Schlossnagel's apology yesterday?
When the game ended, I want to publicly apologize to Richard Zane from Texags. He's a young reporter. He asked the question. That was an obvious question. I wish I could have answered that better. But in the moment, 30 minutes after the last pitch, all I could think about was our players. And I really wasn't in the mood to talk about myself or the future. So I apologize for that to Richard.
How did you receive that, Richard?
So I've told this to a few people, and in that moment on Monday night when he gave that emotional response, I didn't really think I needed or was owed an apology. I don't think that Coach Schlossnagel did anything wrong. I took it as him calling my question selfish rather than me an individual selfish. So I thought it was an emotional response at an emotional time from an emotional coach who had just lost the third game of the national championship series and was dealing with all sorts of emotions. So in that moment, I didn't take any offense from Coach Schlossnagel whatsoever. I know a lot of people online said that I was owed an apology. To hear him say my name during his introductory press conference at the University of Texas was extremely surreal and not something I think any of us at Texags had on our bingo cards this year. But For him to do that, it shows that he felt like he needed and wanted to do that, and I can certainly appreciate that. Jim Schlossnagel was fantastic to me during his 3 years in College Station, provided me plenty of access to his program that I didn't have prior, and I understand that I've been covering college baseball at Texas A&M for a few years now, but he was always thoughtful in his post game and pregame press conferences and media availabilities with me. And I didn't feel like I needed an apology. I certainly wouldn't have held that question against Coach Schlossnagel if he hadn't apologized. But for him to do so says a lot, and I do appreciate that.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. Listen to the maturity right there, Chop. He could teach us a thing or two.
Peyton's 27. He can't figure out anything.
What, Richard, what reaction did you get from Aggie fans?
It's been both sides of the coin, right? Monday night was not very fun. I stayed up far too late Monday night. I only got about an hour and a half of sleep because I was probably foolishly reading everything on our message boards at TexAgs and also in my Twitter mentions. And, a lot of people have said that it seemed like 50-50 in support and also criticizing the timing of the question, which I can understand, but obviously we had information that the rest of the fan base didn't, and that's why the question got asked.
Yeah.
But there were some pretty mean things said about me, about my, where my job standing at TexAgs was and my professionalism and my credibility, and also getting called all sorts of mean names in the book. And for every person that had my support, I felt I don't know if I gave them enough credit because the bad stuff was so obvious to me. But in that moment, Monday night, the number of media people that had my back, not only in Omaha, but also virtually, people I look up to told me then that I did the right thing as a journalist by asking that question at that time. So I could have lived with it even if Coach Schlossnagel stayed in College Station and I had to be the bad guy. I would have lived with that 100%. But since then and since the reporting on Tuesday started to come out, things have changed completely. And some people have on message boards have said I deserve hero status, which I completely disagree with. I'm just a reporter doing my job, and if I had it all over to do again, I'd ask the question regardless if he was leaving or staying at Texas A&M.
Richard Zane from TexAgs on the D&M Leasing Hotline. How have the players reacted to this, and who are the possible or probable replacements?
So that's the big question, right? I've seen that Kendall Rogers of D1 Baseball has put out a hot board right now. I think that the head coaching search is in full swing right now for everybody across the street at Texas A&M. And then as far as players go, there have been some comments made on social media from a handful of guys reiterating their loyalty to Texas A&M. Obviously, a few of them have gone into the transfer portal as well. And to be completely honest with you, I don't fault those kids one bit. That's why the transfer portal exists. If coaches can move freely, then players deserve the freedom to do so as well. Just because those players, and some of them are stars, have entered the transfer portal doesn't mean that they can't come back to Texas A&M. It'll all depend on who Texas A&M hires as their next head baseball coach. And I think that there is there is the desire to get this thing done quickly and to attempt to hold this extremely talented roster together, because it was a club that was so talented they fought through injuries and apparently other distractions to be within one win of a national championship. And for that, those players and those college baseball players, those kids deserve to be commended and deserve all the love and respect that Aggieland has to offer.
Hey, man, great question, great composure, and I think a great interview with us. Thank you so much for the time this morning, and keep crushing it. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. I thank you for the time, and look forward to hopefully doing it again one day.
Well, piss off more coaches, and you'll be back anytime. You're welcome anytime you want. Thank you, Richard. Well done. Richard Zane, TexAgs on the D&M Leasing Hotline. All right, even if you didn't care about the NBA draft prospects, what about KD, PG, and Jimmy maybe changing the balance of power in the NBA and how it could affect the Mavericks? We'll bring you all the rumors next.